The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Grossman, Rosh Beis Havad Binyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Rishus Meirev Rabbeisai, Loim Dei Ashas B'chol Asar V'Asar. It is a Leiv Moli Simcha that we endeavor to bring a new Masechta, a new volume of the Halacha L'maisa in Yonim throughout the Masechta, as we come closer to finishing the entire cycle. We started this 6-7 years ago with relevance to business halacha, to Seder Nezikin. We almost come close to the finish of the cycle. We should be zeichet v'maskel harbi mesech v'sacheris l'saimom l'ilmoid l'lamed lishma v'la'asoyis. As a hakdoma, as a psichet besechtes gitten, I want to go through a fundamental shaila, really addressing what is a get, what is the parsha of gitten. The Torah tells us, ki yichach ish isha ubo alo, v'hoyem lo yisim tzochem be'inov. If a person marries a woman and lives with her, ish v'isha, and lo yisim tzochem be'eino, ki motzo bo ervas dover. So what does one do? A person sees motzo, ki motzo bo ervas dover, which we'll get into what exactly that means. The kotzo lo sefer krisos v'nosom biyodo, the husband should write for her sefer krisos of get and give it to her v'shulcha mibeisoi and send her v'yotzo she'll leave mibeisoi v'holcho v'hoysel ish acher, she'll marry another woman, another man v'sono ish acherin v'kotzel v'sefer krisos v'nosom v'yodo v'shulcha mibeisoi, or he'll die. And the pasuk goes on to continue to tell us the iser of machzigu shosoi. A few concepts in the Mishnah we have to really understand, in the pasuk we have to really understand what this pasuk is telling us. What is the halacha of get? The many of the moine ha-mitzvahs, when they count all the mitzvahs in the Torah, count gittin as one of the mitzvahs. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, mitzvah Reish Chof Beis, states, v'ha-mitzvah ha-reish chof beis hi she-tzivonu l'garish b'shtar al-kolponim kishin-esratza l'garish. It is a mitzvah to be megarish with a document, with a get, at the very least, when he wants to be megarish, when he wants to divorce. And really, the topic of today's shir is going to be: is the mitzvah of get? Is there ever a mitzvah to actually megarish a person's wife? What is the Torah telling us? Is it merely a directions as to how to do this process? When a person wants to divorce his wife, which is totally up to him. The Torah never tells the husband you must divorce your wife, or it's a mitzvah to divorce your wife. It's just explaining to you how to do it when you want to do it. Or is it more than that? Is it a mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah chiyumis at some times? Is it a mitzvah chiyumis? Is there ever a mitzvah, or possibly might be an aveira to divorce a person's wife when it's not the appropriate time? So if we analyze the different lishonos in the Moine HaMitzvot, we'll see there is a divergence of lishonos which really point in different directions. We just mentioned the words of the Rambam. Let's analyze the words again. The Rambam says, "Shetzivonu l'garish b'shtar, al kolponim kishin esratzu l'garish." It is a mitzvah upon a person. In the very least, when he wants to give a get, there is a mitzvah to do it bishtar. In other words, seems to be the Rambam saying that the Torah is telling you how to do it. If you look in the Moine HaMitzvot, many times there's a mitzvah of kinyanim, how a person should make a kinyan. There's many mitzvahs that it's not really a mitzvah. Shechita, if a person wants to eat, there's a big tumul in the Rishonim. If there's a mitzvah of shechita schulin, or rather, when a person would like to eat, you must eat only by shechting the behemoth first. But it's not a mitzvah to go ahead and shech. A a shluch hakein, there's such a question. Is there a mitzvah to take the birds, or only if you want the chicks, you should send away the mother? And, you know, there's many, many other examples. So the Rambam, and the Chinuch as well, if you look in mitzvah Tov Kuf Ayin Tes, the Sefer HaChinuch says, Shenitztavinu, Kishenitzratze, Nirtze Legarish Nishreisenu, when we would want to be Megarish, to divorce our wives, Legarish Isom Biksav. The mitzvah is, you must do it in this oifen, you must do it Lishma, and give it the Yoda, and all the Tanoim that the Masechta before us will explain exactly how it's done. That is the mitzvah, to do it properly, but not that there's ever a mitzvah to be Megarish. However, on the other hand, the smack in mitzvah Kuf Pei Dalet is mashma not like that. He's mashma that there's actually a mitzvah to be Megarish one's wife in certain instances. Legarish eto isho dechsiv ki motzo ervas dovor v'kosov osei v'krizun osei v'yodo explains the smack. What is ervas dovor? Kigoin v'veris aldas moishe, a woman who's over on das moishe, does certain averas. Machilosei sheinam usur misham shosei nida. She's machshil him in averas. She serves him food that's not, that maestres were not taken properly. Or he lives with her when she is a nido. She makes the dorm that she does not keep. Or where she goes throughout the shuk without covering her hair. These are all reasons where there's a mitzvah, says the smack, to divorce one's wife. So we really have to analyze if we can find rayos. As to what is this possible? What is the mitzvah? What is the halacha of gerushin? What is the halacha? What is the mitzvah of being a garish, a person's wife? Now Rashi, interestingly enough, also Rashi and Chumash on the pasuk Yigach ish isho ba'ala v'hoya im loisim tochem be'enov ki motzo be'erves dover, says Rashi and Chumash mitzvah alav legarsha kedesha loisim tochem be'enov. When there's matzah be'ervas davar, it's a mitzvah upon the husband to be garish in order that she should not have chen in his eyes. There are other gersois in Rashi that the mitzvah is actually mitzvah shaloitim tzachem be'enov, not that mitzvah to be megarish in order that he shouldn't find affection for her and keep her as a wife, where she is a matzah be'ervas davar, which we'll discuss what a woman that's matzah be'ervas davar, what that means. But Rashi seems to be saying that there is a mitzvah. So let us open this up by asking a question that we ask frequently at the beginning of Masechtos, and that is the order in which Rabbeinu HaKadosh put down the Seder of the Mishnayis. And the big question that everybody asks by Maseches Gittin is, why is Maseches Gittin before Maseches Kedushin? And with this, we'll be able to analyze deeper this inyan of the mitzvah of Gerushin, what it means, what it represents, and what exactly the mitzvah is. Everybody asks, Kedushin comes before Gittin. Why is the refuah taka brought down before the makom? It should be Kedushin and then Gittin. First the person gets married, and then if it doesn't work out, they get divorced. Why, indeed, did the misogyn of the Mishnayos put Gittin before Kedushin? So the Rambam actually in the beginning, the Hakdoma of his Pirush Mishnayos, all the way in the beginning of Shas and Brachos, he goes through many of these in Yonam, and he asks the same question. The words of the Rambam, V'yesh Lishol Bekan, Mipnimat Sida Kedushin Ba'achroina. Why is Kedushin the last Masechta in Noshim? V'hoya Anocha in Hakdima V'liyos Sedura Koydim Ksuvis. It should have been even before Ksuvis. And he goes on to explain why it wasn't. But he continues by saying, Mipnei shahaya ratzoinoi leilei chalderech hakosov. It was the ratzoin to go with the order of the psukim in the Torah, that the pasuk in the Torah preceded gerushin before nisuin. Like the pasuk says, the first pasuk in Perikov Dalet and Peshas Kisete, because of a sefer krisis v'nasam biyodo, you should give her a sefer krisis, the pasuk we just mentioned. The yatzom he beisay v'holchav ha'islishacher. He leaves his house and he goes into the house of another man. So we see the departure of so the first home comes before the marriage of the second. Now the Pnei Yeshua asks the obvious question. The pasuk begins by telling us, ki yikach ish isha uvalo. A person will take his first wife uvalo, and then it's only v'hayim leitzinsochem be'eino. It's a very difficult problem to understand. There are mefarshim that explain that because from this pasuk of v'yotza v'hayisa, we know, we'll see a lot of, throughout the next two mesechtos, that there's a pekish between havaya leitzia, and a lot of the halachos that we find begerishin are applied to kedushin because of this hekish. V'yotza v'hayisa, she will leave the house, she will become the next man's wife. Many dikduke halachos are derived from the hekish between these two words, and therefore, that's what the Rambam means. Because this is such an integral part of the next mesechtos, and in this pasuk, the Indian of Gerishin preceded the Indian of Kedushin, that's why the Mesechus Gittin is before Mesechus Kedushin. There's another interesting teretz given by the other Chachma Yisrael, which is something very interesting, that we go in the order of the amount of prokim in the Mesechta. I'm not sure if this goes for all of Shas, but in Seder Nashim it works out perfectly. Because Yevamos has 16 prokim. And the one day, Lundi Ashas could appreciate going through all the Mesechtas that we've learned in the last year or two. All the prokim, the Yevamos 16 prokim, Ksubas 13 prokim, Nadarim 11, it goes down. It starts on the biggest Mesechta, the grandest Mesechta, and then it goes, and then we go further and further to the smaller and smaller Mesechtas. Nazir is 9 prokim, Soit the 9 prokim, Git the 9 prokim, and finally Kedushin, which is only 4 prokim, that was the one at the end. Interesting teretz. However, the question seemingly, we can use another answer. The Mariach tells us the following. The Rambam himself, in this long arichas that he has in the beginning of the Akdomos of Pirush HaMishnayos LaRambam, he tells us, why is Yevamos first, before Ksuvos? Zok the Rambam, that because Yevamos is a directive to Bezdin, to get involved and to be Koife, as we know, Koife Al HaMitzvot, we force a Yevam to give Yevam or Chalitza. Even Bal Kocho, Bezdin will get involved. That's why it's first. Whenever there's a mitzvah that's such a chiyuv that the Bezdin will mamish get involved and make sure it happens, that always precedes the other mitzvahs. And therefore, Yevamos is before Ksuvos, because Ksuvos is marriage, and the Chacham won't get involved. Says the Mariach, the same is true with Gittin and Kedushin. If you want to know which one's first, by Gittin, there are times where it's a mitzvah and Bezdin will force the husband to divorce his wife. And therefore, it's before Kedushin where marriage, Bezdin will never force somebody to get married. So we do see this concept, that not only is it Eitz Toivo, or the Torah is telling us how to perform Gittin, but rather there are times, which we'll have to analyze right now, there are times where there's a mitzvah Megarish. There's a times where Bezdin gets involved and forces the person to be Megarish. So let's analyze back to our question, when is this mitzvah and how does that? We mentioned that there are different Lashonis in the Mayan mitzvahs as to what the mitzvah is. It seems like the Rambam and the Chinuch both explain that the mitzvah of Gerushin is just how to be Megarish a wife when you want to. It's totally up to the person. When you want to be Megarish your wife, we will tell you, the Torah tells us exactly how to do it. Now, in order to uncover the mitzvah l'garish, is there a mitzvah l'garish? When is it? How does it work? We have to go to the very last daf in the Masechta, Daf Tzadik Amud Aleph, where we find there a famous machloikes in the Mishnah. And we'll actually analyze this Mishnah at the end of the Masechta, Halacha L'maisa, how it works, but the Mishnah starts off, Beishami, Oymim Beishami tells us, Loi yegaresh odom es ishtoi, a person shall not divorce his wife, Elim kein motzo ervat dovor, unless he finds a inappropriate matter. We'll discuss at length what that means at the end of the Masechta Mirz Hashem. But it's something that she's with another man, or maybe not exactly living with another man is different. We'll discuss exactly what it means, what it entails. However, the bottom line is the only way a person should, the only time a person may should divorce his wife is if he finds inappropriate matter that she was involved with. Beisil loymrim, afilu etiach tafshiloi. No, Beisil disagrees, and you don't need a level of yigarish yisishter only because of erva's dover. Even something else, she burns his meal, he burns his tafshil, that's also grounds for divorce. Rav Akiva goes even one step weiter. It says Rav Akiva, afilu roa acheres noimena, even if she did nothing wrong. He found somebody that's more beautiful, that's more appropriate for him, that's also grounds for divorce. Now, we have to analyze what is this machlokes exactly. There's actually three different ways we can understand this machlokes, and we'll try to figure out what we'll see Rayas from Rishonim and Achronim. What is the correct interpretation of this Gemara? Is the Gemara telling us that in these cases it is a mitzvah to divorce one's wife, or A second possible explanation can be, the Gemara here is telling us that these cases are appropriate reasons to divorce. You don't have to, but they're acceptable. But if you don't have any of these three reasons, each one according to its own opinion, then it's usur, then it's prohibited to divorce one's wife. That's the second approach we can take. A third approach in the Gemara would be, we're not telling you when, there's never a mitzvah to be megarish. There's never an aveira not to be megarish. Aveira to be megarish. Rather, we're telling you the appropriate hashkofa, etza taiva, when the Torah recommends gerishin. But not that it's saying you must be megarish in this case. Or not that it's saying that you may not be megarish, and it's also midaraita unless this is true. But rather, Eitzah Tovah Kamashlan. Now, this is actually a machlokes in the Achronim. The Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Gerushin Perek Yud Halachi Chaf Aleph brings them from the Knesset HaGdolah. And the Knesset HaGdolah says that even according to Beis Shammai, that says that the pasuk of the mitzvah of Gerushin applies, the person should megarish his wife when he's matzah ba'erves dover, which, let's digress for a minute. These three sheets, the Gemara explains, is based on the Pesukim. What does the Pesuk tell us? The Pesuk says, Ki matzah ba'ervas davar. Ki matzah ba'ervas davar, because of sefer krisis of nasam b'yada. The person, le'matzah chen be'enav, does not find favor in his eyes. Why? Ki matzah ba'ervas davar. And then says the Torah, because of Lashavakrisis, he should write for her a get, and also be able to give it to her. And Beis Shammai says, Loi Matzav Chen Be'enav, why Loi Matzav Chen Be'enav? Ki Matzav Be'erva's Dover. The Gemara explains, Ki, the word Ki has many different interpretations. And Beis Shammai says, Ki tells us that the reason why she doesn't like him, The only acceptable reason that he's not to like her is Kimatsava Ervas Dover. Says Beisil, no, Ervas Dover. It doesn't need to be Ervas Dover. It can be either Erva or Dover. It doesn't have to be necessarily Ervas Dover that she committed an inappropriate act, but rather Erva or Dover, something else, like Hekdiyach Tavshiloi. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, it doesn't have anything to do with that. Any reason would be fine. I feel no imeno. And we'll analyze this machlokes with the Shem at the end of the Masechta. It says the Mishul Melech that it says, Kimotso Barabas Dover, Ein Bezem Mitzvah, Loi Medoi Raisa, Loi Medoi Abonon. He brings the Knesset Gdoila that maintains that the Torah is telling us that Loi Matzachem Be'enov, Kimotso Barabas Dover, the cause of La Shaykh Krisis when us on the Yoda, aim is their mitzvah, lay me their raisa, lay me their bonon. There's no mitzvah, their raisa, or their bonon to be megarisher. And we'll explain later, Mitzvah Shem, what the Eves Dover is, and why is there no mitzvah if she is inappropriate, if she, maybe she's even usher for him to live with, if it's usher leboil, usher lebal, when a woman does something inappropriate, and is not faithful, many times it's actually an isser to live with her. The smack brings down different types of women that are inappropriate, that do not behave properly, and she's machshel him ba'aveira. There's different reasons why a person would need to give a get. So it says the Knesset Gdoila that in all of these cases there's never going to be a mitzvah to be megarish, and he brings a raya, he brings a proof, because we know. There's the famous takana of Rabbeinu Gershon that a person is not allowed to divorce his wife against her will. It's also, a person is not allowed to do that. It says the Knesset Gdoila that if Beis Shammai was telling us that unless you have Ervas Dover, you are not allowed to divorce your wife. So the Torah told us to claim the Rabbeinu Gershon because if there's an Ervas Dover, if she's Osir to him, or there's a reason why the Torah tells us you must be divorced, so then you're allowed to, but then Rabbeinu Gershon is not going to override the Torah. Rabbeinu Gershon was only giving his directive and his gzeira in a case where you do not have to divorce your wife. Says Beis Shammai, if you do not have to divorce your wife, you're not allowed to divorce your wife. So why do we need Rabbeinu Gershon to come and tell us not to give a get bal korcha? It's never an ageya, it's never relevant. Because either there's a chiyuv, an obligation to divorce your wife, or according to Beis Shammai, there's a prohibition to divorce one's wife, and therefore, where is Rabbeinu Gershon coming to say? Says the Mishnah Melech, I don't agree. Mishnah Melech vehemently argues with the Knesset Gdoila, and he says that's not true, this raya, this beautiful raya that you brought is not true, because that's maybe in Beis Shammai, where the only reason to divorce one's wife, the only acceptable reason for divorce is Ervas Dover. There you have your good question. But we paskin, like Beis Hillel, we paskin that a person can divorce his wife, even Hikdiach Tavshiloi, even if he's not happy with how she's cooking. That's also a reason to divorce one's wife. And there, Rabbeinu Gershom has a very strong gzeira. That you're allowed to divorce your wife if you're not happy with how she's acting, even if it's not Ervas Dover. If you're not happy, Lo Matzachein, she doesn't find favor in your eyes anymore because of a certain reason, you're allowed to. Says Rabbeinu Gershom, but you could also not divorce your wife in that manner. You don't have to divorce your wife. You could try to go to the therapy and try to find favor in her eyes. Or you don't have to. At that point, you're allowed to give divorce. Says Rabbeinu Gershom, but don't do it against her will. Work it out, or get her to be maskim, or do whatever is necessary. But you're not allowed to be megarish against her will. So the raya of the Knesset Gdoila falls away. Says the Mishnah Melech, I have a few rayas, a few proofs that, of course, there is a mitzvah to divorce. There is an aveira not to divorce one's wife unless there's this very of a significant reason that the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel when a person should divorce his wife is actually when are you allowed to divorce your wife? Because if there is no reason, there would be a clear isser, a clear prohibition. He brings the Gemara at the end of the Masechta, which we'll discuss. He goes on this, on Vesila. That Vesila says you're allowed to divorce your wife for Erva or for Dover, for any reason. What happens if there's no reason? It's almost a Mefurish Gemara that you're not allowed to divorce your wife. He brings another raya, because the Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Soito discusses if a person who suspects his wife is being unfaithful, does he have an obligation to be mekane? We learned the Gemara a few months ago. Is it a chayva? Do we have to be mekane? Do we have to warn her not to be seen alone with this man? So the Yerushalmi tells us that according to the Yerushalmi, you must, husband has an obligation to warn him in order to be mevarer that she should go to the Beis HaMikdash after Kinyan Stira and drink it, because if not, there's no other way to rectify the situation, because Beis Shammai says that the only time you're allowed to divorce is Matza Ba Ervas Dover. So we need to get to the bottom of this. We need to find out, was there Ervas Dover here or not? So there's a mitzvah, a choiva, an obligation for a husband to get to the bottom of this. Says the Mishnah Melech, we see that according to Beis Shammai, you're not allowed to divorce for just a chashash, even if you're almost certain that there's a problem here, unless you go through the proper procedure, it's usur. So we see clearly the fact that there's a mitzvah chayva to make kinui, to warn one's wife. We see that unless you have proof, or she drank, and you prove with witnesses or with the meisaita that she did the Aveira, you're not allowed to divorce her. A third raya brings from the Beis Yosef that asks why we don't make a bracha on get. L'chaira, it's one of the mitzvahs, like we discussed. We should make a bracha before every get. Birchas HaMitzvahs. Says the Beis Yosef, since there are some times that gerushin is prohibited, you're not allowed to divorce your wife, kigoin, Deloy, Maso, Ervas, Dover. So you cannot make a bracha. There is no bracha on the mitzvah where sometimes it's prohibited. A fourth raya will say quickly, the Rivash brings down that if a person's father commands him to be Megarish his wife, he doesn't have to, because it says consider that he's being over on Divrei Torah. Giving him a directive to transgress an Aveira. We see from all these sources, says the Mishnah Melech, that there is actually an Isser to be Megarish. So according to the Mishnah Melech, the entire Machlokes, Beishamei Vesilo, about Ervas Dover, when a person should divorce, could all be telling us with regards to when it is prohibited to divorce. But there would not be a mitzvah to positively divorce one's wife if this did happen. The machlokes really could be just talking about when a person is not allowed to divorce his wife. If there's no Ervas Dover, if there's no Hivdiach Tavshiloi, but not that the Torah is telling us that if there is Ervas Dover or there is Hivdiach Tavshiloi, you must divorce your wife, but rather could be like the Rambam and the Chinuch is saying that we'll just tell you how to divorce your wife, but we'll never tell you that you must divorce your wife like the smack. Now, one can ask, how is it possible that if there's Ervas Dover, there wouldn't be a mitzvah l'garish, which we'll see in a few minutes. The Tshuva HaRashba is pretty clear that there would be a mitzvah l'garish, that there is a mitzvah l'garish. The Tshuva HaRashba in Chelek Aleph Siman Yud Ches discusses again what we just spoke about from the Beis Yosef, Why is there no mitzvah to be megarish one's wife? Says the Chumash Rashi, but there's so many questions throughout the mitzvahs, why there is no bracha this mitzvah, why there's no bracha this mitzvah. Like, why is there no bracha when one lends one friend money, or one goes to Bezdin with one's friend? Says the Rashba, lo yucha lo seis tam echo l'chol ha-mitzvahs. I can't give one reason to all the mitzvahs why there's no bracha in these mitzvahs. But I'll try to explain, mitzvah by mitzvah why there's no bracha, and it goes through many mitzvahs, why by Yibum and Chalitza there's no bracha. And why by Gerishin there's no bracha, says the Chumash Rashba, Kivon sheyesh, I mean, he says, even though there is indeed a mitzvah begerishin, sometimes kigoin oisom shenisu ba'avera. A person, let's say a koyein marries a divorcee, a person who marries somebody that they're not allowed to be with and to live with, there is a mitzvah begerish in that case. But even though there is a mitzvah garish, kivon sheyesh mitzvahs min hagerishin shein ba'avera, just like we said from the Beit Yosef, since there are many times where a person is not allowed to divorce his wife, kigoin b'al magarish isha shaloi matzaber v'zdover, that's why there's no bracha. But what we do see from the Rashba is that he does believe that there is a mitzvah, there are times that is a mitzvah to be magarish, and what is that? Those that are nisu ba'aveira. Now, it's not even so simple. If we remember, the Smak said it had a whole list of women that it's us that it's a mitzvah to be megarish. Iveris aldas, machilasa she'ena mu'usar, iveris ve'ena kemekayemet, iveris aldas yehudis. So it's, now is it so simple that a person must divorce one's wife when he's not allowed to be living with her? Interesting. Tosfos in Zvachim, daf beis omid beis, says, the Gemara is discussing over there, when a person gives a get, when do we say that's Taman Lishma? That when you do a certain act, we can assume that it's Lishma, even if he doesn't say Lishem Matzis Mitzvah, he doesn't say Lishma Mefurish, Lishem Kedushas Tfilin. But says, the Gemara there is handling, is discussing, by Karbonites, do we assume this Lishma if he doesn't speak it out or not? So the Gemara, at one point, in the Gemara says that by gerishin we don't assume lishma because stam isha lav legerishin emedet. The normal woman is not necessarily predestined for a get. Says Tosfos, is that true? There are maybe some women that are predestined to have a get. Afilu zinta tachat bailo. She did an aveira, she was not faithful. There, you must divorce her. Says the, because it's asur leboil, asur lebaal. It's also for the baal to live with her, so you must give a guest. Says Tosfos, no. It's not so simple. Even a woman, it's also for the husband to be living with her. Lav lizgarish beget ze oimedes. He can live with her without a get. If it's also to have intimacy with her, then make sure not to. However, there's no mitzvah, you don't have to be divorced, it says Tosfos. So you see, it's not so simple that even a woman who's even if it's also for him to be with her, still, says Tosfos, there would not necessarily be a mitzvah to divorce her. You just are also to be living with her. But you don't have to divorce her as husband and wife. You can live in separate houses and be married legally and marry al pi halacha, and you don't have to give a get as long as you make sure. Now, there is discussion, the place of Beit Yosef brings down that it depends if you're allowed to live in the same house, if you're not allowed to have intimacy, you know, if it's, the Beit Yosef says that if she was unfaithful, then you're allowed to live in the same house because there's no chashash that Shema Yavai Olel. If it's, let's say, Isha Shiro Machlas Tashmish, is the Isha that you're not allowed to be with because she's raw Machlas Tashmish, she has Dam Nido during Tashmish, and therefore it's also for the husband to be with her, in that case, as Reish Yosef, you might you have to divorce her because Shema Yovel. There is a Gzer Shema Yovel Yaleo. But this is not. These are not inyanim of gerushin. This is not. This discussion is not in the pasuk of Kimatzav Erev Dover, where there's a chiyuv to give a get. That this could be a chiyuv lafrusha meisura. There's a chashash that if they live together, there'll be a problem. In that case, in a chanami, there could be a reason to be megarish, but that wouldn't tell us that it's not really pertinent to our discussion. If there's a mitzvah in the Torah to be megarish the woman, here in this case, it doesn't not necessarily is there a mitzvah to be megarish her for gerishin's sake. There's a mitzvah maybe al tefusha meisura. Now we'll just bring out one more point before we summarize. There is, even if of the mitzvah of gerushin, there's no mitzvah deraisa of the kasalok sefer krisos, like we saw from some of the minei mitzvahs. There is another gemara in Yevamos which we must bring to the table. The gemara in Daf Samach Gimel Mabez is actually a very famous gemara. Many a Sheva Brachas speech was based on this gemara. The Ma'arava. Kinasiv Inish, in Eretz Yisrael, when they would get married, when a man would marry a woman, Amri Lei, they would say, tell him, Hachi, they would say, Matza, I might say, did you find a treasure, or might say, based on the psukim, like it says, Matza Isha Matza Toiv, are you in the category of those who are Matza Isha Matza Toiv? Or, might say, like it says, might say, any marmi, mavis is a Isha, certain women, to stay married to them is marmi moves. Omar Rava, Isha Ra, a bad woman, a wicked woman, mitzvah lagarsha, clear gemara, mitzvah lagarsha, but it does not bring the pasuk of kimasa ba'erbas dover v'kosav l'ksev ha'krisus. It brings the pasuk of mishle perichov beiz ala pasuk yud, goresh lets, get rid of a lets, somebody who minimizes a person who's not machshiv chashiv things, v'yetzei modoin, v'yishbois din v'koloin, and you'll dwell with din and koloin. So this pasuk tells us that it's a mitzvah migarish and ishara. However, this is not a mitzvah d'iraisa. This is not the pasuk of, this is not the mitzvah of the mayne ha-mitzvahs of a mitzvah garish. And indeed, the Rambam, even though the Rambam tells us was one of the Mayna mitzvahs that explained the mitzvah of gerushin merely to mean the process of the gerushin, not that there's a mitzvah to divorce. The Rambam himself in Hilchas Gerushin Perek Yud Halacha Beis also brings down this mitzvah, but it's not one of the mitzvah d'oraisa of being a garish one's wife. The Rambam says, Isha ro b'dei seho, v'she'ena tsnua kibnois Yisrael, a woman who's wicked in her deos, bad in her philosophy, or a woman that is not tsnua like bnois Yisrael, not modest. Mitzvah legarsha, it's a mitzvah to get rid of her, to divorce her. Shenemar goresh lets v'yetze modoin. Somebody who just got divorced because she's a prutza, another man should not be marry her. Based on the Gemara and Gittin, the Tzadik, which we'll discuss. So we see the Rambam does bring down this mitzvah, and that's likely the discussion of the Tanoim and the Tzadik of an Aleph, according to the Mayna Mitzvah that said there's no mitzvah, and according to the Knesset Gedolah says there's no Aveira, very possible the discussion of the Tzadik is when is it appropriate? When should you get rid of, when hashkafically is it appropriate to divorce one's wife? Says the Gemara in Yevamos, and the Rambam brings it lahalocha, that a woman who's not snuo, who's ervas davar, even though there may not be a mitzvah d'iraisa to divorce her, like we saw in Taisis and Zvachim, that you don't necessarily need to divorce even a woman who's usur to you, is usur to be living, to usur to be mishamesh, is still you do not necessarily have to divorce her. The discussion is, when is it correct and appropriate to divorce. We see a machlokes rishonim, we pass him like Beis Hillel anyway. And according to Beis Hillel, it's very hard to say that there's a mitzvah to megarish her when it's a gdiach tashila, if you're not happy. There wouldn't be a mitzvah according to Beis Hillel. Even though according to Beis Shammai, there are those that say that when your matzah b'erev is dover, then it is a mitzvah. But we pass him like Beis Hillel, whenever there's a machlokes Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, we pass him like Beis Hillel, that holds that it's oy erva, oy davar, so midaraisa. There wouldn't necessarily be a mitzvah to divorce her when it is the hikdiach tavshiloi. There wouldn't be necessarily an aveira to divorce if there's no problem of hikdiach tavshiloi. If it's mata yafim, and however, we'll see later how the Gemara tells us that if a person divorces his wife, afilam is beach, moirid mois. And it's definitely appropriate to divorce one's wife if there are these halachic issues. It's appropriate not to divorce one's wife unless there would be at least a very substantial reason. But la halacha, it seems that there wouldn't be a mitzvah to be megarish or an aveira not to be megarish in any cases. But rather, the discussion here is possibly the mitzvah darbanon that the Rambam brings down in Hilchos Gerushin, based on the pasuk of Mishlei. So this really is an opening to the Masechta of Bezal Hashem, and Bezal Hashem in the next year we'll discuss certain tenoim and different dikduki halachos as to what is necessary for a get based on the Gemara and the Gimel and Beis, and Bezal Hashem will be matzliach in learning through the Maseches Gittin and Kedushin. Will be zoichet to be Messiahim. Harvi Maseches Acheres L'Sayim Am Lilmoid L'Lamoid Lishma V'La'asayis L'Kayim as Kol Dibri Talmud Teresecho Be'ahavo.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.